Sextus, a Roman poet, is credited with coining the phrase, "Absence makes the heart grow fonder." And this phrase has in turn been used as an intimate phrase between couples, close friends, relatives, when they are departing for a long, long time. But how true is it? Interestingly, to prove some crazy point, scientists claim evidence that friends and lovers can feel closer and have a closer bond when they are apart. And more evidence was offered up after they observed some baboons and other primates spending more time repairing relationships when they had grown apart. Now, it's quoted, evidence has emerged that humans do this too. Well, before we get too excited, let's look at one key word here, and the word is repairing. Well, that's important to me, because it shows that there hasn't been a commitment to maintain or a consistency in that relationship in the beginning. So I'm thinking, can we apply this in our relationship with God? Perhaps stay away for a few days, or maybe a week or so, and then try to come back. You see, the difference is this. The craving of this world and the laziness of our flesh and the lure of the devil will seem to be more exciting than that of what God has to offer, when in truth, it is not. God desires all His children to have a daily and constant relationship with Him. The phrase that we have come to know and quote so much goes against what God has intended between us and Him. And that is a proper and consistent relationship, a committed one. Church, forget the so-called research by scientists. God created us in His image and not in the image of animals. Stop trying to repair relationships. Let's prevent a broken one with God. I'll leave you with today's scripture, which is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 26. And it says this. You know that in a race, all runners run, but only one runner gets the prize. So run like that. Run to win. All who compete in the games use strict training. They do this so that they can win a prize, one that doesn't last. But our prize is one that will last forever. So I run like someone who has a goal. I fight like a boxer who is hitting something, not just the air. I'm DJ ELC, and it's your Saturday worship weekend here on Champion FM. Let's honor our Father and come into His presence.
I'm gonna see You're not a show we've come to see. Jesus, you're greater than anything. So we lift our eyes up to your face. We all fall down before your gaze. For you are the Lord.
Take it. to leave and go and to win my war. You come back with a head of my enemy. You come back and you call it my victory.
Much better.
did was worship. All I did was bow down. All I could do was stay still. All I could do was stay.
Even I can see darkness is fading. Walls of fear, brick by brick, will come down. Your light will shine, lifting me out of the shadows. Here and now, I know where my breakthrough is found. I'm gonna sing my way out of the valley. I'm gonna shout my way up to the mountain. I will take hold of the truth of the promise. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I'm gonna push through till every lie crumbles. I'm gonna dance in the midst of the rain. I'm gonna rest in the arms of the Father. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise your
his voice and seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. And through it all,
it is well. heavens declare your glory, the skies proclaim the work of your hands. Day after day, they sing your praise. They speak no words, no sounds are heard, yet their voices cry throughout the earth. They say, we praise the name Yahweh.
It's all about Him.
And on today's worship segment, we heard Sea of Victory by Elevation Worship, Holy from Vineyard Anaheim, and featuring Jeremy Riddle and Taylor Reed, Belong to You, Enemy Can't by Here Be Lions and James Galbraith, Jesus Culture and featuring Katie Tolwalt with Defender, Corey Voss and Madison Street Worship with Praise Your Name, the full version of It Is Well by Battle Music and Christine DiMarco, and a special acoustic ministry song from Johnny Rez and Highlands Worship. We've been working hard to revamp our website to make it more user-friendly to all our listeners. We've also been tailoring our music programs to help reach a wider audience so that you, our fans, can be blessed even more with great, edifying music, devotions, God's Word, and so, so much more. Remember, it's all about Him. What do you miss most about church during this pandemic season? Has it been the face-to-face meetups with other church members? Or the in-person fellowships? Could it be the singing with fellow believers or simply driving to church? Is our question all this month of June. Go to championfmmusic.com and follow the pop-up box and let us know. We would love to hear from you. Today's video pick is a Danish film from Moving Works entitled The Impossible Man, and it's about Martin and his chaotic journey and his testimony of change. Go to our website to watch this powerful film on our inspirational page. You know, absence never makes the heart grow fonder. Only a daily walk with God does. The more we draw near to Him, the more we grow. So start that relationship with Him today. Stay tuned for more worship and positive hits here on Champion FM Radio coming up. This is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.